morals will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah. Welcome to another Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. Join me as always, the man, the myth, the legend, XG.
What's up, boss?
Not a dude. It's been a crazy weekend.
Snow.
Well, here's the thing. They said it was snow, and then it ended up not snowing. So, New Jersey was canceled, which sucks because I sold it out. And they wanted to reschedule. So we rescheduled, looking like it's going to be the first weekend in March. That's what we're working on. And I think they want to bring out XG.
Oh, shit.
To do a little stand-up.
Let's fucking do it.
In New Jersey.
All right.
Think you can handle that shit?
Man, I heard the sluts out there are good, but I'm good. If Sam's taking me, I'm in good hands. He'll take me to
go
strip club.
You'll get laid. I'll get nothing.
Yeah, see?
I'll just be the old man who just wants to go to sleep. You know, so guys, sorry about that, New Jersey. We had to reschedule. It is looking like it's going to be the first weekend in March. We're working on the dates with that. It looks like it might be two nights instead of one. So I will keep you posted. The next big date, this weekend, this comes out tonight. This weekend, I am in Minnesota at the House of Comedy in Minnesota, which is the Mall of America. I'm there Thursday through Sunday. Come get weird. All right. And then the following week, I'm in Edmonton at the Comic Strip. Yep. That is the one for the one this weekend. And the following week, I'm in Edmonton at the Comic Strip. You can find those dates at samtripley.com. Okay. What else is going on? We got the t-shirts. A lot of people are complaining about the t-shirts. Did the link get fixed?
Yeah, it's good to go. I got it right here.
Yeah, so the link is good. Can we see that link? Bam, look at that. And they're supposed to be getting the zombie shirts. They're supposed to be coming up. Dude, we got zombie shirts now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're getting eaten by lizard people. The lizard people everywhere. We have that shirts up. And I got some crazy shirts coming down the pipeline. So grab those shirts now. Go to tinfoilhatpodcast.com.
And then you can go to shop, and it'll take you right there.
Hit the shop, dude. Can we hit it? Boom, you go to shop right there.
There it is.
Bam, look at that. Graphic villain. Pow! Who's a champion? Okay? And then the Patreon. I got that new show. It's my little talk show called Comedy Conspiracies Now. And that is, we're recording that every Wednesday night at the World Famous Comedy Store. And then obviously I'm doing, the audio versions and all that stuff. Trying to throw a ton of content on there. And don't forget about my special. It's still rocking. Okay? Go to Vimeo.com. Put in Sam Tripley. Put in Zero Fucks. Armageddon. Get those. Those are great specials. Be a part of the magic. Did I forget anything?
Oh. The bets. Yeah. Who you got for the Super Bowl? Let's start off like that.
Let's start with that conspiracy. Have you heard that conspiracy?
Dude, there's too many fucking... It's just all offense game.
How about that? How about the fact that the guy didn't make the call used to play for the Rams?
Oh, okay.
Used to play for the Rams. The ref didn't play for the Rams. Now, listen. The Saints had a chance to score. But the dude... It's kind of crazy that they let that happen. And the head judge, I was just told... Who was supposed to play that game and did make it. The Rams are 0-7 when he refs, and he couldn't make the game. When he's the ref for the game, he couldn't make the game.
Not surprised.
Yeah, of course the Saints got fucked. I mean, dude, the whole thing is that they've got a team in L.A. They're doing whatever they can.
And it's working for them. People love
working,
it. All
dude.
Of a sudden, I see a lot of Ram fans.
Ram fans
Everyone's
everywhere.
Pulling out the Ram fans jersey.
Hey, let's not forget that the Raiders threw this season. They threw it. That was their deal. Throw these two seasons, and then we'll get you a stadium in Vegas, and we'll take care of you. That's exactly what happened. Dude, anybody think the NFL's in crooked as shit? The NBA's crooked as shit? Baseball, crooked as shit?
Dude, all I know is Vegas ain't ready for the Raiders. Mexicans, alcohol, dude, and 24 hours.
Here's the thing, and then we're going to bring our guest in 2 seconds. Have you been to Vegas? Those cops are like linebackers for the Nebraska. They're huge, dude.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not these like these cops. I came to LA and they had cops there and they were like 5'2" Mexicans. I'm like, dude, these are the tiniest cops I've ever. You got Oompa Loompa cops out there, right? You go to Vegas, dude, those guys HGH and they crack skulls. Because you got to think about all those casinos are banks, man. So they got huge security out there. So yes, but here's the thing. The Raiders don't, it's not the base, man. The Raiders aren't, it's, dude, if you brought out the Packers to LA, the Packer fans would be ghetto as fuck. It's the city, dude.
Yeah.
You know, the Dodgers are the same thing. Rams fans get in fights all the time. Nobody talks about it.
Not yet. They haven't killed anyone. Just wait.
But if you wanted, you could have made a bet on BetDSI, who's sponsoring this episode. BetDSI, for all your bet needs, go to BetDSI, use the promo code HAT100, and they will match any deposit you make up to $500. Now, I'm working on conspiracy bets, and I'm going to tell these motherfuckers they got to give me a piece. Wouldn't you like to bet if Clinton's going to get indicted? I love to bet on all that. Who's the next guy to mysteriously die? Bam! I love
who Trump's going to fire next?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Well, dude, it's whack-a-mole. Everybody around him is a scumbag. Trump, I'm not a Trump guy. I'm sorry, everybody. I root for him. Okay? I root for him. It's time to drop hammer. That's all I got to say. Dude, whenever you say something negative about Trump on the show, the fucking comment section goes nuts. Listen, I don't trust anybody in the position of president. I question everything they do.
Dude, Sam would question himself if he was president.
I do. I question myself every day. You can see me walking my dog, talking to myself, questioning myself. So go to BetDSI. They help the show. The show is growing. They're a big part of it. The website, they help fund. It's a part of the stuff. So go to BetDSI.com, promo code HAT100. Make that money. Who do you got in the Super Bowl? I mean, you don't want to go against you don't want to go against the Pats, but I think it would be good. Like, what's best for the NFL? Super Bowl champs.
Again, with Tom Brady's dad bod.
No, I mean, the Rams winning that is good for the franchise. But if Tom Brady wins a 6, does he? Then he's in discussion of who's better.
Montana's the only other one.
No, I'm talking Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
They both have 6.
Yeah, okay, what you're talking about.
That's a real discussion, dog. But I think it's in the better interest for everybody involved if the Rams win. We'll see. Joining us, I'm very excited to have him on. He's a guy who is in the truth community. He works his ass off. He's got one of the most interesting shows you'll ever see. One of the most interesting channels. He's really deep into this, you know, just kind of uncovering what's going on, not just in Hollywood, but in politics and, you know, he branches into all different things, bloodlines, all that stuff. I'm really excited that he's on the show. Please welcome Jamie Deluxe, everybody. How are you, Jamie?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No problem, dude. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I'm glad. I mean, I love your work, man. I think you do an amazing job, and you really lay a lot on the line. If you haven't seen his YouTube channel, what's your YouTube channel? YouTube.com?
Just Jamie.
Just
yeah, YouTube.com/JamieDeluxe. D-L-U-X.
Yeah. D-L-U-X. And it's really interesting. He does a lot of investigating, and it kind of lines up when you see it. I guess we don't. It just confirms the rumors. Now, a big part of it's not the only part of your show. Obviously, you do your own work. But there's a lot of stuff about this guy, entertainment lawyer, crazy days and nights. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about who this person is and or if it's a person or multiple people or what does crazy days and nights represent?
Well, he does have a few different writers on the blog, you know, but he posts everything, so he goes through it. But
is it one person? No,
it's one person. Any lawyer is one person, and it's because he started a Patreon that you can pay $5 a month, and he does a podcast, and he has guests on and all that, and he just tells the stories and everything that he hears. He just has supposedly, like, a lot of reliable sources, and he gets proven to be true over and over again. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Rumors.
It's very interesting. So it's actually got, what's his name of his Patreon? Can we look this up?
What's yeah. It? It's just, I think it's just any lawyer.
Any lawyer?
I subscribed. Yeah. NT. Yeah. That's like his little
NT
name.
NT lawyer. Can you look that up on Patreon? So does he show his face or is it just his voice? Is his voice
just voice?
It like, is it, he sound like the guy from Saw or like, I mean, like.
No, he sounds pretty, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Sounds like a nice guy.
Nobody goes, hey, that's Mike. That's Mike from accounting.
I don't know. Maybe he's a good voice. Like maybe he changes his voice. I don't know.
That's Tom from LegalZoom.com. Is he the guy? That's amazing. That's amazing.
Well, yeah. It is. But see, I heard his voice before that because he went on a couple of morning shows. I'm not sure where the show was in Canada. Some Canadian show.
They have to figure out. I mean, why isn't it? It's just crazy that he does that. Like, because he puts out a lot of crazy information. Like, I mean, he's really going for it.
Yeah. I think it's the time, too. Like, now's the time, you know? So, if you look up not the dictionary, if you look up the Greek meaning, the original meaning for the word apocalypse, it literally means uncovering, disclosing.
Yes, revealing. Yes.
That's what it meant. Yeah, they flipped the script and made it sound bad, you know, but we see like WikiLeaks, shit's leaking out. And eventually like the leaks are gonna break the bricks, that shit's gonna flood. It's like a flood of knowledge. Everything's been hidden from us. So it's a little bit at a time or we'd lose our fucking minds, which we already are, but
yeah, I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, bro. yeah. So your channel, before we get into some of the videos you put out, and I could watch your videos forever. By the way, I love your videos. My girlfriend's like, what are you listening to? Are you gonna get us killed? We should hope so. You know, by the way, I would never kill myself. I love my life. I would never kill myself. I gotta start putting that out lately. You know, I would never kill myself. Tell us a little bit about what your channel is and the videos you put out.
Well, it hasn't even been 2 years. Next month will be 2 years. I already, you know, I had like a YouTube just to watch shit and maybe post a video every now and then. Like I'm a musician, so some of my old bands back in the day, like salvaged the tapes, threw them up online. But no, I started like looking into Pizzagate, which I don't even like saying anymore. But I started looking into it, and I'll say that was my way in.
I think like, pedo-gate's a big thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it at least started me, I'll say. And I'm like watching channels. I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to do this, and there's only one way to do it. Just fucking do it. I sucked. You know, but just do it and you'll learn. So I learned a little bit. I got the iPhone 5, no, SE, sorry. And iMovie is a lot like Premiere Pro, just kind of dumbed down and easy. So right. I'm like, shit, this is easier than working on a computer, you know? And between that and Pixar, I started throwing together crazy videos. It's just like things, like patterns I notice, you know, things, well, this kind of connects to this, this, and this, and that kind of makes sense to me. So if I can make it make sense to me, then I can make it make sense to other people. So it's just the way I present it. And I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing, honestly. I don't. It's just me and my phone. You know? I really don't. It's kind of... But, like, as a musician, I don't force my videos. They just kind of flow to me, just like when I would write a song. If I'm like, oh, I got to fucking write a song. It's going to be a shitty song. If I just let it flow out, the best song just come out of you.
Right. So. I agree with that. When I write my jokes, I don't really sit down going, I got to write jokes. I just talk to myself all day. And,
talk to myself.
And I just I just find one thought that I think people would relate to, and I kind of go through it. So basically, if you don't know what Crazy Days and Nights are, and that's not your that's not your channel, but you guys have some similar stuff in terms of like really like exposing some of the Hollywood elite bullshit that's going on with pedophilia and stuff like that. It's kind of like Q. Now, Q, when involved with, you know, conspiracies, everybody doesn't think Q's real anymore. I will tell you once again, a lot of the information that came out early was real. That's a real shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never delved into it personally, but you know, I never put people down for believing it.
Well, it's very funny that people like rail against Q and all that shit, and it being a psyop. I'm like, you know, you're rooting like against truth, right? People, why is it bad that some people might have hope in changing like this darkness?
You know what? You kind of gave me an epiphany right now. That's kind of weird, but check it out.
I think it was the weed.
Well, that too. That too. But check it out. Check it out. I fell in and started making videos and shit because of Pizzagate. Some people did because they heard of like Nibiru. That was before, you know. It's all, maybe there's some truth and some not truth, but it's all waking us up in a way. But we all are, we're so different the way we're brought up in our society that we all find our own way in.
Yeah.
But now we're in.
Yeah, you know? And at the end of the day, man, the truth of the matter is, like, yeah, for all the crazies you have in the conspiracy world, most people just want, you know, bad things like pedophilia, corruption, endless war to go away. That's really what most of us want. And yes, you will have the religious people that want to bring their religion on and stuff like that, and they're allowed to. You know, but at the basis, like, we just really want, like, pain and suffering to go away. And that's true.
I think all humans want that. That's
not like, all that humans, be, like, dude. Not all
you're
humans.
You're right. Most.
You know? There's some people who just want to be right, and they'd rather just be right than do the right thing. We're seeing it right now with these kids in Washington, D.C., where that Native American guy walked up and they sold us a narrative, which was they attacked him. And it wasn't that. He walked right into the middle of it. Now, I think you should respect people, but that kid really wasn't doing anything. He was there first, and it was a weird standoff. What I would tell him, like, that's not the best look, right? It's just not a good look. But at the end of the day, the kid didn't do anything wrong. And then they sold it to us like this. And once again, the mainstream media is looking bad. And once again, I just tell you, it's this whole Obama propaganda thing. That was done on purpose to change the narrative from that BuzzFeed is, you know, put out a fake story and they knew it was fake.
Because journalism is just, it's not even journalism now. They're just lying.
They just
lie about anything to get some fucking hits.
Which is another thing that Q was telling us. That just came out of Q, that the whole thing is just bullshit. So
I don't know what I believe anymore, but I know that I don't necessarily believe nor disbelieve anything because I don't fucking know the truth.
And I don't know
so
why.
If I took
Jamie Deluxe and I took Anderson Cooper, why would I believe Anderson Cooper over Jamie Deluxe, who looks like he's in a fucking bunker right now? You know,
I'm in a garage,
you know, who's a, you know, it's like fucking Anderson Cooper's this comes from an insanely rich family, makes insanely rich money, you know, and these people went nuts. And the people who are like calling for violence against these kids are the same one who got nuts when Louis C.K. did a joke about violence that happened against kids.
Yeah. And the fucking kid's like 16 or something like that.
Yeah. And they want to, like, they're talking about put them in school and burn the school. That's like, what is going on with you?
Damn. I didn't see this one yet. I'll have to watch this later.
It's just crazy, dude. It's just like, it's a giant lie, but nobody's stopping tweeting. And all the blue checkmark people over and over and over again are just like tweeting that that this kid's full of shit and being disrespectful. The way the whole thing played out, where this guy's on everything, they're giving you his IMDb, like, it's shady shit, dude. It's shady shit. And it's all meant to change the narrative, bro. It's all meant to change the narrative. And then that white girl who was dancing, shaking her ass in front of the Trump supporter and grabs his sign and basically hits him.
I saw that one. Yeah, I saw that one.
Nobody went nuts about that. Nobody went nuts about that. It's like,
you know what it is? It's just fucking plain disrespectful. Why would you do that to somebody?
If it's a golden rule, dude, it's a golden rule to rule them all. It's not just people you don't like. And that's how you know political correctness is straight up bullshit. And it's not really about what doing right. It's about taking down people you don't like. And then eventually the rule is going to come and bite you in the ass because somebody that you love will break that rule and you're going to decide, are you going to turn your head or are you going to fucking, you know, call them out? And most of the time, these Hollywood pieces of shit turn their fucking head.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get it.
They don't want to start trouble.
Yeah.
They want to start trouble, lose their position and shit.
Yeah, let's get into some of the videos you have coming out, right? That you have put out. I think about this all the time, dude. One of the videos you put out called Not So Happy Days, Strong Kids Save Kids. And it's basically the story of Heather O'Rourke. And people might not know who Heather O'Rourke is. That was way before your time, XG. But when I was a kid.
I remember Heather. I was born in 80, not 1180. So
Poltergeist was a real shit back then, dude. That was a great movie, dude. And that little girl was huge. Huge. Yep.
Don't they get fucked up after they do those movies, though?
Oh, dude, they get fucked up. That's how they get the movies. When we get done with this tonight, you're going to realize that basically when you're really huge, there's a soul that's been sold. You know? Yeah. I mean, like a couple
usually
people.
Bend you over and steal your whole.
Yeah, dude.
Get your soul.
I mean,
you
it's
know,
getting,
for real.
Like at the highest levels, dude.
Like the first person I remember saying that a movie fucked him up was that Exorcist girl. She was fucked up after that movie.
Yeah, and dude, this girl was the same
that
thing.
Movie was fucked up, man.
She's like stabbing her. She's like
me.
Stabbing her pussy and shit. It's like, how are you okay after that when you're
dude,
like a
when
little
you hear
girl?
About this girl, she this girl
no
was
shit,
met
man.
In a real life.
No shit.
So can you tell us a little bit about Heather O'Rourke?
Well, I remember watching Poltergeist growing up and all that, and I remember when she died. I was like, that's kind of weird because I remember as a kid, I guess she died what 88, I believe. So I must have been about 8 years old. I'm just like, what? She died from like, I think I heard like her poop was like clogged up or something like that. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know?
I was amazed at how, when she died, how quickly the story, even as a kid, I thought that was really weird when she died and then there was nobody talked about it.
It felt weird. It felt weird back then.
Why isn't anybody talking about this, man? She's a huge star. Brushed away, dude. Brushed
it's
away.
Crazy.
So basically she was, so tell the story. I mean, it's an, like, dude, you dropped some great facts in this whole thing, dude.
All right. So yeah, as far as Crazy Days and Nights go, I use them as a source a lot, not all my videos, but a lot, because what seems to have happened is a lot of what he puts out ends up coming true later.
For sure.
Because supposedly he has so many great sources. He's been doing it for a long time. So the story of Heather, she was like 5 and she was like standing in, I guess, the commissary, like for Paramount or something. I don't remember the name of the company, but for one of the movie companies by herself. Cause her mom was like getting food, and Spielberg walks up and he's like, "Hey, what's your name?" And so she's like, "I'm Heather O'Rourke." I can't say her name. Heather O'Rourke.
You're doing great.
But I'm not allowed to talk to strangers. So blah, blah, blah. He's like, "Well, I'm Steven Spielberg, you know?" And then the mom comes up and, you know, he invited her to audition. Well, number one, I have a 3-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. And you better not fucking come up to my kid and say a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Who the fuck does he think he is?
Yeah.
He's going to walk up to some little girl and start talking. You know, you can't do that.
For sure.
So that was weird. That's a red flag right there. All right. So, and then she went into the audition and they showed her like a stuffed animal and tried to get her to scream and she laughed at it. And then he said, "Come out to the mall and bring a scary book."
And come then, out like, to I where? Come out to where?
Screaming. What?
Where did he invite her to?
You said to audition. Okay. To audition for the movie. He wanted somebody a little older, supposedly, like, you know, another year older. But he liked her. I don't know if that's good though.
No, it's not good. She's dead.
No, exactly. But So yeah, I guess she brought a book and like she screamed, she was screaming so hard that she was in tears and she got the part. And then years later, well, I mean, according to the blind item, which was revealed, and supposedly he doesn't reveal them unless he knows it to be true, like because sometimes some of them are left up in the air. She was first molested around 5 years old, which would be right around that time when she was discovered by, you know, and then she was doing another show. When she was 12 as an extra, and I think the show is shit, man. I never saw it.
Happy Days?
These kids are, what is it? Not Happy Days. You know, she was in that younger, yes, but there was one that wasn't like that big of a show. Shit. Yeah, my mind's blank on it. Well, anyway, I'd never heard of it, and it was like a small time show. Well, they were making her dance in a bikini in front of all these people, and they were all like, this is from the words of one of the actresses from the show, you know?
Okay.
And they were all
so basically, so basically what you're talking about is, I watched the video, is they brought her out in this studio, which was used for like some kind of talent show or something like that. They had her come out in a bikini, and the room was full of all these fucking scumbag pedophiles. And the reason they knew this was happening, because the girl who did it before her knew what she was about to go into.
Yeah, yeah. And wow. they wanted new blood, pretty much. And then she was a big star. They were excited about having her, you know. So she was a big star. So supposedly about 3 or 4 of the guys brought her back into her room for like 45 minutes. Then one guy came up saying they needed a medic.
These motherfuckers, dude.
They rushed her out to the hospital, and the story was that she had sepsis and, you know, something cardiac, with her intestine. But
cardiac arrest. It says cardiac arrest and septic shock caused by cardiac arrest. She's like 12.
Yeah, it's total bullshit, dude.
I know friends that do coke every day and don't have cardiac arrest.
They brutally traumatized her, dude. And there's some real, real things that allegedly Rob Reiner's one of these guys, too. Like, they're all friends. Think about who Rob Reiner's friends with. Steven Spielberg, Michael Jackson. We'll get into Michael Jackson a little later. Good friends
And Rob Reiner don't shut the fuck up either on Twitter, man. He's a dick.
Yep. Rob Reiner needs a fucking curb stomping. You know,
no, I think there's something with him, too, because, you know, you start doing this for a while, you start getting people on the inside contacting you. You don't think I do? Hell yeah, I do. I just don't talk about it.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
It's what happens. That's why anti-lawyer has so many.
I'm so angry.
I talk to many people.
Here's what I've learned, dude. If you have dumb parents, you're fucked. You are, dude. Yeah. I mean, like, look at Brandon Dassey from Making a Murder. His parents were so dumb. They let him go into that thing by himself. You know, it's just like these elites prey on the dumb and the poor.
That whole family's mentally, they're just not
they're
there.
Just
like,
crazy,
it just sucks.
Dude.
That kid just wants to watch WWE.
So Henry Winkler comes in and, dude, let me tell you something, man. The more and more I study this pedo shit, the more and more I see like signs of shady shit.
Yeah.
You know, shady shit.
Red flags, like, huh?
Like betas. Betas? Like super betas who are like really successful in Hollywood. Like, they just have something, this meekness to them.
He looks like your typical creep.
Right?
Have you seen a picture of him?
So he's in this PSA that you put out called where is the PSA? It's called
Strong Kids, Safe Kids.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Can you go to that video and play it up here on the video? Yeah. It's crazy. I want to fight everybody. Here's what I'm going to tell you something, man, about men in entertainment. Most men get in to entertainment for a couple reasons. One, they want to make money. But two, they want to get laid. That's a real big reason dudes do entertainment, to get laid.
Big reason why they do a lot of shit.
Right? Almost all shit, right?
Yeah, basically everything
but
that
really
they do. They wake
into
up for that.
It. Do you talk to most comics? They'll be like, I just want to get laid up. You know, that's a big part of the reason you want to be a comic, because you learn when you're younger that, or especially like once you get into college, that being funny turns women on. Right? So you start doing stand-up and you're amazed at how often you get laid. So I always say, dude, anybody who's a grown-ass man who does children's entertainment is creepy as fuck. Like the guy who got busted being Tickle Me Elmo guy?
Yeah.
Right? Did that guy even go to fucking jail?
Hey, being an ex-drug addict, I would want to go where the drugs were.
Yeah,
right?
It's totally true.
If you're a pedophile, you got to go where the kids are.
Right? I mean, so here's this thing. Can you find that video, man?
I got it right here.
Can you play this for us real quick? I don't want to see it on the screen. I just want to hear it. Can we just hear it? Here we go. Got what? Oh yeah, there we go. Sorry, dude. There we go. Now let's start it.
I chain smoke.
I do chain smoke.
Strong kids, safe kids, it's up to you. Build a sense of confidence, it's what we have.
So it's this video, this PSA.
I chain smoke and I say fuck a lot. But I accept myself for the way I am.
Here, hit stop on it until you get to that.
I got it right.
I want to hear where this guy sings.
Or even feel some shame.
This is a guy singing in
but
a kid's
when speaking
PSA.
Of our private parts, here's what to proclaim. That penis is what boys have down in front. Penis is the word, though it seems blunt. All boys have a penis, so no matter what you've heard, remember that penis is the proper word. Vulva is what girls have down below.
Even though most people call it vagina,
it's really creepy, dude. It's really creepy, dude. And that guy is creepy as shit. You think that guy?
Yeah.
Who writes that song? And what we found with these pedophiles.
And who's he? He's like on a playground with a guitar.
Yeah.
Just by himself. Yeah, just fucking playing.
Just look how
he's dressed, too. Fucking creep.
He's like, yeah, dude, what are you going as a pedophile for Halloween? That's a pedophile outfit.
He's got overalls and a red shirt.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
He's dressed like Stewie from fucking Mad TV. You know, look what I can do.
I'll fight this fucking guy. So go to 9:47 in the video.
I got
so
it.
This is
the day. That's here. When I got to thinking, well, this isn't what she had.
No.
I'm going to kill you if you
so
tell.
This is her telling him to not be afraid. Listen to the way she talks to kids, telling them, say something, don't be afraid. It sounds like some fucking veiled threats. Here it is.
But you know, I could come in your house and plant a bomb and you wouldn't even know it. Or I could hurt your parents, or I could even kill your brother and sister. That's not true. You know that that's a lie. I'm magic. I can see wherever you go, and I'll always know if you tell the secrets, and I can come and get you. That's not true. Grown-ups aren't magic. They just play tricks.
Hey, baby pack.
What the fuck?
Right?
Like, dude, just listening to that made it creepier.
Yeah.
Just hearing it, not seeing it.
Yeah.
God damn.
I'm going to put that link into the description of this episode so you guys can watch it yourself. So Henry Winkler, right, somehow does a PSA with this chick. And then is in a PSA and then is hired her to be a producer on one of his shows. Is that correct?
One of his PSAs, yeah, about teenage suicide.
Right. And then listen to this. Can you go to where it says
147?
Creepy yeah. Fonz?
Ready?
This is him talking about Heather O'Rourke's death.
All right, let's go.
After school specials, not with my sister, which was about teenage suicide. Sad.
It makes no sense.
Oh, wait. What was you missed the part where he said something about, like, she committed suicide. No, she had the flu.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I think it's a little before that.
I got it.
But I think she was tortured by her father.
Yeah. Oh, go a little farther.
Even a little more. A little more.
O'Rourke, who played her daughter.
Yeah.
Committed suicide, you know, or was killed by some strange thing happened there.
Okay.
They said that she died from, bad flu.
Yeah.
But I think she was tortured by her father.
Oh, really?
I think. She pulled her eyelashes out, I think. Really unhappy little girl.
How do you not do something?
Stop. So you're the pallbearer in her funeral and you don't know how she died? Get out of here, dude.
I'm not going to ask questions.
That was some red flags.
I can't go watch Steven Spielberg stuff anymore. I can't.
Oh, hell no.
There's been movies I want to see. I'm like, I can't give that guy any of my money. It upsets me. So the next one I wanted to talk about was the thing called Little Black Book. It was basically the story of Heidi Fleiss and how she came to power. Can you tell us a little bit about Heidi Fleiss and how she came?
Came to power?
Yeah.
Well, first off, I want to talk about this video. The significant shit in here.
Okay.
Because the thing is, if you look, like, we can look back now, and you can watch those old videos, like E! True Hollywood Story. People were a lot more open back then because we were too dumbed down. You know, we've woken up a lot. Pretty much admit stuff that just all right. For instance, in this video, I think an LA Times reporter is talking, and she's talking about some blonde chick that got mixed up with the wrong crowd, and she's like, Charlie Sheen gave her away for a birthday present. That's just talking about like human trafficking right there, you know, and sending girls to Saudi Arabia. They talk about that. But another significant thing about this video is the LA Times reporters also talk about blind items. This is before.
Yeah.
And this one guy like freaked out and like put out like a news article saying they're not talking about me, you know, about like using hedge funds or petty cash to pay for hookers or some shit like that.
So basically, you know, what happened is that Heidi Fleiss was a young girl. I don't know how she gets mixed up with this guy named Evan Nagy. He's like
Ivan Nas.
Okay, who I think attempts to pimp her out.
But Something like that, man.
She won't do it. She won't do it. And this what's this madam's name? Madam Alex, who's shady as shit, right? Alex decides to help her. I guess she sees something in her and makes her a bunch of dicks
to make some money, man.
Well, she wasn't whoring, was she? I thought she like decided she would.
Oh, I don't know. She probably did. I don't know. I assume she did.
So basically what happens is like this Madam Alex was the big madam at that time. And they basically bust her on, what is it called? What's the charge?
It's some weird. I'm high, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like some weird kind of, I don't know what the name was charged, but it's not solicitation, right? Which has to do with prostitution. She gets charged with soliciting, which is hilarious, man. It is hilarious that prostitution is illegal, but sugar dating's perfectly fine. You know why? Because rich girls do that.
Porn's okay as long as there's a camera.
Porn's okay.
As long as there's a camera.
One's art, one's a felony. So she basically gets busted on this. And the key is that she has this black book that only Heidi Fleiss knows about. And when she gets arrested, Heidi Fleiss jacks this book that has all the names in it.
Yep.
Right?
I want to see that fucking book, man.
I want to see the book, too. And it has a list of everything that these guys are into. What they want and what they're into. And, man, I mean, I don't know why for a moment we thought Heidi Fleiss should have her own show. Like, she is a scumbag.
Yeah, she's pretty fucking skank, man.
She basically sold underage kids to these power executives.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, straight up.
So she has a book of all, like, of everybody that fucks around?
Yeah.
And she won't release it?
No. I mean, like, she threatened to, which I'm surprised she's not dead when you do that.
Yeah.
Because there was another madam, the Washington, D.C. madam, that did that, and they found her dead in her backyard. You know,
she probably got multiple copies, like in secure places, and like, you know, kill turn. I don't know.
I mean,
she probably traded it for meth. What am I talking about?
So this Madam X, Alex. Here's the thing I've learned about when you're kind of like a scumbag and you kind of snitch to the FBI or the CIA. Eventually, they're going to arrest you. They're going to say, mm-hmm. "Okay, we got all we can from you. Now we're arresting you." They did that with Whitey, what's his name? The mobster? Whitey Bulger. I mean, like, Mueller was using Whitey Bulger to do shady-ass shit. And then when he got, then basically they take you and they silence you. And that's what was happening with this Madam X. She was snitching on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just the right people. The right people she'd snitch on, just giving off the sale.
She also had a good friend. That was a detective, and he was like in the crime unit for, I think he was in like SVU, Special Victims Unit type shit. So like she had a crooked cop out with her the whole time. He finally got busted too. I forget his name, but he got busted in the late 80s and went down. He was like robbing people and shit.
And basically like Charlie Sheen's involved, and like, wow, man, what an amazing scumbag Charlie Sheen is.
He's an open scumbag. He does coke, crack, dude.
He did a lot of shady shit. Yeah. Listen, you do drugs. People have done drugs. You know, I'm not going to judge you because you did drugs. I'm going to judge you because you molested kids and you sold a girl to another guy. I mean, like, dude, what are we talking about here?
That's crazy.
You know, it's like, dude, anything else I can forgive and forget. Those things? Well, dude,
supposedly he does molest kids. Him and his good friend, the producer, the publicist, Jeffrey Ballard. They've been doing, I've done some videos on them. And it's coming from, it's coming from Crazy Nights and Nights, but it's also being confirmed a lot through An Open Secret. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, we had them on.
All right, well, they promote my stuff a lot, you know, because we're kind of in the same business, if you will.
For sure.
They'll write like a tweet and then include one of my videos, and like, so to me, that kind of confirms it, you know, if they have the inside knowledge.
Dude. I mean, like, it all came out. Corey Feldman basically said it was him, and everyone beat him down.
Do you realize that I'm the one that found Corey Feldman's molester? And then that's when he went live. Like, he went, and that's, my channel wasn't that big then. He confirmed it on Twitter, though. And that's like when I started getting a lot of subscribers, because I found where Ron, or what's his name, John Grissom was. He was in Mexico, but then he fled to Canada. But I'm the dude that found this shit. It's crazy.
So what would John Grissom have to do with everything? I know you did a video on that movie that they all did at one time. Was it The Kill a Mockingbird, or what was it called?
No. So, that's John Grissom. John Grissom was a nobody. He was just like a... He was Corey Feldman's manager or, you know, just a dude to look after him. And he was like sucking his D off and shit like that. He was like, nobody. He was in two roles. He was in License to Kill as a small tiny part.
I remember that.
That dude. I found like his Facebooks, his active ones, and he had pictures of Corey Haim and Corey Feldman on it and shit like that. It's crazy.
So what we found out later on is that like Heidi Fleiss was such a scumbag that she would send brand new chicks to brand new hookers, brand new girls, underage girls, to guys who are violent pedophile sex offenders, like allegedly Don Simmons, according to your research.
Don Simpson, I think.
Don Simpson,
I don't really know who he is, but he did direct a lot of movies.
It's amazing how these guys...
Some movies you've heard of, I just don't remember any of them. I made that video a while ago.
Yeah, it's amazing how these guys are all in it, and they never lose their jobs, and they just keep getting work, and they just keep getting cycled in for things anybody else would get let go for. They just keep getting brought back.
Well, this Heidi girl, on her 25th anniversary of her arrest, she like talked about like a little release thing, and just talks about how it was kind of like letting it all out after 25 years. And I was reading right here that Charlie Sheen spent $300,000 on a girl. Like, what would it? Has to be.
What are you getting for $300,000?
She got 40%. It says she got 40% of the $300,000.
Jesus.
There's a special place in hell for women who sell out other women.
It sounds like someone's going to be really young or something like that.
Yeah, to pay that much, you're paying for secrecy. Like, so no one says nothing because you're.
Exactly.
You're not.
Yeah. You're doing something really bad.
It's unbelievable. That's
so much fucking money, dude.
It's unbelievable, dude. So it's Don Simpson or Simmons or whatever his name is. How do you
say
it?
Where is his name? Don Nobody.
Don Nobody. Like, so this new girl comes in. It's the first time she's ever done this. They send her and he beats the shit out of her.
Yeah, he does. He beats the fucking shit out of her. Like, bad. Ugh.
God help these motherfuckers.
He's dead, though. He's dead.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I might have to kill him again. Dig up his grave and just kill him again. I'd like to know where he's buried. I'd like to take a shit on his grave. That's what I'm starting doing, is shitting on pedophiles' graves. And when it slowly comes out a little later that basically it's alleged that the studios were paying for kid hookers.
Yeah. Well, whoops. The one blind item was saying, calling one producer out, and he was like, pretty much, is that what you're talking about? The guy that said that it wasn't him using the petty cash.
Yeah.
And then
they were freaking out because they're like, are you using petty cash? Like, you guys all know what they're doing. At that level, you're probably participating in it. You don't get there unless you play ball. You know what I'm saying?
Or at least they're compliant.
Yeah. Yeah. They just want to play ball. You know, dude, it's like whatever keeps Star happy. And that is a big problem. And we're seeing this right now. A big problem with this whole pedophilia thing is that the reason there's such a big reason there's such a pushback on outing these people is that the royalties for these projects they work on will go out the door and it will affect these studios' bottom line. And that's why they're freaking out. Bill Cosby, the Cosby Show will never be played anywhere ever again. That affects a lot of people's money.
True. Royalties, yeah, shit, man. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, that ruins every, and he ruined every actor on there ain't getting no money now because of his fuck up.
Imagine if you did that to all of Steven Spielberg stuff.
Yeah, damn.
Billions gone.
Yeah, I never even thought about that shit. That's like a lot of reasons.
You can't even have his movies at Target anymore. That'd be Target can't even have two bathrooms. They got to have three now. They're not going to be able to have Spielberg.
Think about that, man. Think about all of Steven Spielberg's movies. How they all are just like grown men with children. Every one of them.
I've done a few point items. At least has some kids in every movie, supposedly. I wanted to map that out one day and, try to see how that connects. I need a poster board, though, and a marker.
Listen, dude.
One day.
They're all going in on this shit. The next one is Polanski's De Niro. Roman Polanski. Do you remember the name of the girl that supposedly this all happened with?
Sarah Garner?
Sounds good to me. So this girl.
Something like that.
So this girl's 13. And Roman Polanski takes a liking to her, and he offers to do a photo shoot with her, in which he takes her out to the woods. Right there, why are you letting your daughter go to the woods?
Yeah.
There's never a reason for a woman to be in the woods.
No.
Have you watched Friday the 13th? They all die in woods. Why do you let them go to the woods?
Cabin fever. They're all in the woods. You're right.
They're all in the... Dude, chicks don't need to go to the woods. Ever.
Especially if you're hot.
Yeah.
If you're hot.
Don't shower in the woods. Don't do any of that shit in the woods. So these people.
I don't want to go in the woods. I don't even want to fucking go in the woods, honestly.
Dude, fuck woods. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, Roman Polanski brings her out there and he's taking pictures and then he's like convinced her to get fucking topless. Right? She gets 13. She gets a little uncomfortable. And here's where we get into this problem is that. There's this desire so badly to become famous and successful that you go against your best interest and you end up going with these people again.
Yeah.
So he invites her to another photo shoot. She doesn't want to, but she does it. She goes there. It's not in the woods this time. It's Jack Nicholson's house.
Su casa.
His house they do this at for some reason. And so it starts out with he's getting her go, boom. Next thing you know, he's got her get her shirt. But now he's feeding her wine. She's drinking wine at 13. Oh, and by the way, LeBron James lets his kids drink wine too. That's some shady shit.
That's for real?
That's for real, dude.
Damn, for him to, like, in the public name. Like, Mexicans let their kids drink beer, but we're not on TV. We just you can sneak a beer here.
I was 15. My mom would buy us some, 40s oldie or fucking Boone's Farm.
I'll recant that statement. I guess shady fuckers let it happen, okay?
older, though. I wasn't 13. She's just like, you're going to drink anyway. I'd rather you be home where I can watch you,
Right. Okay, fine. I'll admit when I'm wrong. Even though I do think LeBron is MK Ultra. I really do believe that, man. I believe everything he's doing, why he gets everything, is because he's playing ball and he says what they want him to say. You know, he mucks it up. He gets black and white people to fight with each other. Even though that guy's been famous since he's 14 years old. He hasn't fucking race. What do you racism, LeBron James? Where? What do you feel? Remember with the N-word on his house and nobody ever saw it?
I know. I never saw a picture.
That's all he does, dude. But anyways, back to Polanski. Goes there. He's feeding her wine. She gets into the jacuzzi. And he just jumps in too. So she freaks out and she's like, oh, dude, I got cramps or I don't know. I got girl things, you know, I'm bleeding out. And he gives he gives her what? A Vicodin or a?
No, he gives her a fucking Quaalude.
Gives her a fucking Quaalude.
When was this?
Whenever this went
like,
down,
like
dude.
A long time ago.
Before, yeah,
okay, because
yeah.
I was like, Quaaludes aren't okay. Yeah.
Yeah, in the 70s. In the 70s, dude. So then, she gets away, goes mom tells the mom mom does something. Thank you. Calls the cops. He says it's consensual. That she's really into it, and
you're right. You're up to the part that he also raped her in the anus. I just wanted to put that in there. Both,
oh yeah,
both holes.
Oh, how did I forget that?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And called her a party girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then Quentin Tarantino parrots that, and on Howard Stern says she was a party girl, Vance, for her age.
She was down with it.
It's like unbelievable,
what the fuck?
Dude.
These
13-year-old party girls, like, what?
And here's where the crazy shit comes in. According to your research, who paid for decades Roman Polanski's legal fees?
Mr. Robert De Niro.
How supposedly, do you know that? How do you supposedly know that?
It's a blind item. So that comes from Crazy Days and Nights, but it's revealed. Which he supposedly does not reveal unless it's true. Now, what had happened was, I guess they would throw, this is around the time of Taxi Driver. They would be throwing orgies over there.
Don't talk about that movie. It's my favorite movie. Don't ruin that for me.
How about I change it? You know, that's in the video. But if you want, I'll talk about a couple of things I found also about Robert De Niro.
I'm fine with that. Don't talk about Taxi all Driver. Right. I got to have something left.
And don't say Goodfellas.
I got you.
You'd have Goodfellas.
I fucking love those movies too, man.
I can't lose Taxi Driver.
You know, I'm learning to separate art, though.
I can't. I can't support it when I know what they're doing. Dark arts, motherfucker.
Well, it's weird because, like, in a way, it's I don't support it. I don't watch fucking movies anymore or nothing, but it's just, like, nostalgic in my mind, I guess, you know?
Unbelievable, dude. So how do you know they did this?
What?
How do you know that De Niro was doing this? Like, is there any...
And that all right, that comes from the blind item, but a couple other things that I found. He was also in a case in, I think it was England, somewhere in Europe, with underage girls, like this prostitution ring that got caught, and he was in their black book, I guess, or whatever, and he had to go in, and, you know, of course he denied it. And all that shit. And of course, he's Robert De Niro. He got off. That's one thing. Another thing I found, and I didn't have, you know, it didn't really go with the video. I just figured I'd use it in the future. When he was making A Bronx Tale, which he produced and directed also, the guy that taught him to drive the bus and that would bring buses, you know, for movie sets, like all different kinds, he was convicted of, molesting 5 kids, like 260 counts. He was convicted of that. He's in prison. Yeah, I think he's in prison for life. But they were calling in Robert De Niro, trying to call in Robert De Niro as a witness for him and stuff like that. But he just like ignored it, you know. But yeah, like young kids too. And this is the guy that taught him to drive a bus for this movie he directed and produced. And yeah, I didn't really fit the video, but I thought that was kind of weird too, you know.
It's totally weird, dude. It's totally weird. I want to, I'm going to skip it.
Oh, no. I forgot, though. The two girls that were testifying, the underage girls, they said they were on the set of A Bronx Tale. Like, they were there hanging out. So, and they also were, you know, ones that guy fucking molested for a long time, years.
Unbelievable,
so,
right. Dude. I'm going to skip the next CM one. I want to jump to the next one, which is another link in the chain and the Silent Children. We put them together. Basically, this video is you basically are saying that some people have died. We've heard this before when they try to put out videos that involve child sex trafficking. The blind item talked about an A-list musician in a permanently A-list band that died in a vehicle like 2 days before or some, or like, what was the exact thing that you believe it was? Leroy Moore?
Leroy Moore, saxophonist for the Dave Matthews Band, died in 2008. It was from, he was riding a vehicle. It was an ATV or something like that. And he crashed it. It was 2 days. No, I think it was like the night after he had a meeting with like a big, you know, mogul.
Yeah.
We'll say. And around the D.C. area, I think it was Charlottesville, Virginia. And he didn't die that night, but he only lived for a few more months. He had like all these complications and stuff like that. He did die from the wreck, though. He died from it. It just was months later. Now, supposedly, whoever the mogul or producer or whatever you fuck you want to call him was in the meeting, it was talking about a movie he was trying to get him to produce called The Silent Children about human trafficking. And basically, it goes over all these different places, and it goes over different reasons, not just for sex and all that, like which parents that have a kid that needs, like, you know, liver, or well, I don't know if you need it. I don't even know if you need those. Like, I don't know, needs a heart. You know, they'll pay anything to get some healthy kid from some other country or whatever. It's hard for their kid.
For sure, dude. Organ trafficking is a giant thing. Human rights violations are going on in Syria right now. Giant human organ mining is going on right now. Farming. I mean, like, dude, it's huge, bro. It's like drugs,
crazy.
Child sex trafficking, and organ trafficking are and arms are like the four big money makers. Huge.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of rich people literally tell like poor people, like, hey, how much you want? And you got to understand, they're talking a lot of money, like 40,000. When you're poor, 40,000 will fucking go a long way.
Sure.
For them, it ain't shit. They don't want to be on the waiting list.
For sure, dude.
Are you a donor?
I did, but I think that shit's shady, so I took it off.
Oh, see, I heard the same shit where, like, if you're going to die and you're about to die, they're like, let this fucker die. Yeah, see?
Anybody wants these beaten up organs, good luck. Good luck. So there is a theory, possibly, that the guy that Leroy Moore met with might have been allegedly David Geffen.
That's the consensus, yeah. And he was in D.C. around that time because he was a big supporter of Obama. It was around 2008. Like, so, I mean, he could have easily been there. There's pictures of him there with Obama and with his boyfriend and all that.
By the way,
you know,
David Geffen is like, through all the rumors, a very evil fucking man.
He's like Satan.
He's a co-founder. He's co-founder of DreamWorks and is worth $7.7 billion.
Yeah, and dude, supposedly he does like these weird tours where he goes around colleges and like supposedly kids disappear.
That's the rumor, at least I can say, you know, that is a rumor.
He looks creepy too.
You know, and who fucks. And like, do you know? You know, the whole thing came out about Tom Hanks. A girl came forward and said he did stuff with her. And
well,
then
he hangs out with David Geffen.
He hangs out with Geffen. He's done the Spielberg show movies, right? Has he been in a Spielberg movie?
Oh, we're good.
I don't know. Has he? Probably.
What?
Probably.
Bliss? Of course he has. Aaron's getting so pissed. And so he did that.
Bridge of Spies, The Terminal.
Yeah.
Probably more.
Over and over again, dude. And then he talked about this time. He was in the movie called The Man with the Red Shoes. Red Shoes. What's that? That's a pedophile symbol, dude. You know? And it's just crazy. So anyways, Leroy Moore dies. His wife, Lisa Bean, decides to get this movie made in his honor.
Yep.
Who does she ask to help with the movie?
Well, supposedly, number one, Linkin Park was going to be a part of it, and in it, you know, and then you got Chester Bennington disappearing because they were still going on with the movie, and the main financer, supposedly, allegedly, was Chris Cornell. So,
right?
I don't think they really wanted this movie to be made, man.
Three people tried to get this was involved with this movie dead.
The website's still up and everything. TheSilentChildren.com.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. Actually, you see a group of like five people and they're still trying to produce it, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
How about that DJ that died that they said?
Yeah.
Avicii or something like that?
Something like that.
Avicii?
Yeah.
Avicii?
Avicii. Like, dead. He's had a sex trafficking thing coming, doc coming out. I mean, he had a video where he was killing pedophiles.
And he died of alcoholism.
I heard that he tried to stop, like, help stop it. Like a child wedding, like some old dude trying to marry like a fucking little girl or something like that. That's what I heard. But I never really dug into that one.
Yeah, he's a scumbag. I mean, like, dude, just scumbags. Next up, the next thing I really want to get into, because this thing pisses me off. What? I know. You're so mean, Aaron. Why are you so angry? The next one is the producers, Dan Schneider, who worked at Nickelodeon, was on Head of the Class, right?
Yep. Big fat guy from, what was that fucking John Cusack movie?
I don't know.
Better Off Dead. He's a big fat guy on that. I'm not putting down fat people. I'm just putting down this motherfucker.
Yeah, this fat fuck.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, if you're fat and you touch a kid, you're a piece of shit. All right, How about that one? So supposedly, and by the way, what is the symbol? What is the logo for Nickelodeon?
And one of them is like a foot-looking thing.
Was Dan Snyder's fetish a fucking foot?
He's got some weird foot clips in some of his shows, dude. Like pouring ketchup on them and shit. Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Right? So
stank-ass feet. Who wants feet?
So, yeah. Tell us a little bit about Jamie Lynn Spears, please.
Well, supposedly...
Well, that's Britney Spears' sister, for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah.
She used to be kind of hot. She was a little fine. I remember when I was a kid, I was like, yo,
you're gonna
I'm down.
Someday, too, and you're going to talk about the time you used to be hot. We all...
It happens quick, man. It happens like, before God damn, you know my life go.
And all of a sudden, girls aren't looking at you anymore.
You speak for yourself there, sir.
Yeah. Well, in Myrtle Beach, I'd be Tom Cruise. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, what do you think I am?
I'm only kidding.
No, I'm.
So Britney's
pretty miserable relationship, you know.
Dude, you're doing wonderful. I was only joking. I'm a dumpster fire of a human being. Don't worry about it. Jamie Lynn Spears, who's on, what was the name of the show that was that? iCarly.
She was on All That.
No,
All That, right?
All That.
I think she had a couple. She had her own show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
I was too old.
Zoe 101.
I can't watch this shit. Yeah,
Zoe 101.
Who was what?
Zoe 101.
Zoe 101. Yeah, yeah. Right? And then out of nowhere, she gets pregnant.
Out of nowhere, mid-season, I think, or some shit
mid-season.
Like that.
Mid-season. And you know what? Nickelodeon was like, how can we spin this? Because they have a giant fucking problem with this shit. Okay? They've had a giant problem with weird pedophile shit in Nickelodeon. It's kind of like ESPN, where they're super sensitive about sexual harassment. Because back in the old days of ESPN, chicks would get finger blasted on their way to working on SportsCenter. So they had to... Right? So Jamie Lynn Spears suddenly gets pregnant. According to your video, there was a rush to cast a boyfriend?
Yeah. That supposedly they were lining a boyfriend up for her. She didn't have a boyfriend. And then they go on because even supposedly, you know, this is from the info I'm getting from Crazy Days and Nights. Supposedly, like even her family was saying that it was a much older producer. And then if you like I didn't believe this at first until I put it together and I did the fade in from one picture to the other of the little girl, her daughter, and Dan Schneider.
It's right here,
dude. There's some fucking similarities there, man.
Let's see it. Really. Let's see it. Oh yeah.
A
brunette. Everybody in Spears' family's blonde.
when I faded one to the other, I was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah. And look at them.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. Huh? These are betas, dude. These are super betas who can't. Cool.
Now that you make me think about it, there was a lot of game shows throughout like the 90s when I was born, like the Temple Run and all that shit. I would
watch that shit.
As a kid, you were like, I'd do anything to get on that show. Dude, now that I'm thinking about it, could have honey dicked some kids into fucking doing some weird shit just to be on a fucking show, dude.
Well, I mean, like, you gotta think about it. It's exciting. It's the parents.
That one where they splat the thing on the Nickelodeon thing. It's exciting as a kid. You're like, dude, that could be me.
Yeah. I want to get slimed.
Yeah, I want to get slimed. And they run the show, and the only way to do it is if you do what they say. Don't
now,
tell
dude,
your dad.
According to your thing, Britney Spears was trying to find her sister so she could take a picture and sell it for $100,000.
I guess because Jamie Lynn was like in hiding, trying not to have pictures. So like some papers or some magazines offering like $100,000 for a picture. So of course she wanted the money, you know.
Dude, she has so much money. Why would you do that to your sister?
Dude, she shaved her head off. She shaved her head off at one point.
What else is there? More money. You know?
And where are the parents, dude? Where's the parents?
Spending the money. They're spending the money.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like this cross-dressing kid that's running around that's 10 years old.
I've seen that. That's horrible.
I don't know why nobody stepped in. Like, people always go, why don't you do something? What can I do? What can I do something, dude?
Yeah, he goes to gay bars, and since he's a performer,
they
let him on.
Him?
Yeah, since he's a performer, it's allowed.
Like, you're not supposed to be in bars that age.
You shouldn't be in bars that age.
I was in bars at 15 playing music, and honestly, like...
Yeah, but you weren't cross-dressing and having men throw money at you.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. We did play a gay bar, though, because that was the only place we could get a show. It was weird. No, check it out. They had a picture of Jonathan Taylor Thomas on the wall. And next to, like, they had a shelf with Annalise and shit like that. Now that I think back, in the back there was a private catwalk.
Yeah.
And a shower. A shower with a window that was an upside-down triangle. And I'm like, man, they were serving us underage and shit. I hope nothing happened. No, nothing really happened. But, damn, they could have.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have been doing that either.
Yeah. People like to get weird in gay bars. You know?
Yeah, we're talking about doing a gay bar at 15 getting drunk and playing music.
So do you think that Nickelodeon knew about him doing all this shit?
Well, supposedly him and what's that? Sumner Redner? I don't know. What's that old fucking dude's name? It's something weird like that. Sumner Redner?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, supposedly like they were blackmailing each other, so that's why he got away with it for so long, you know? They were having spies in on each other.
How is this guy not
like fucking?
Someone needs to kick this guy's ass.
Yeah. Redstone.
Yeah, dude, that guy's a scumbag.
Yeah. So they were blackmailing each other. So supposedly he knocked up Jamie Lynn Spears, and supposedly he knocked up Amanda Bynes, and she had to have an abortion. He paid for an abortion.
Makes me so sad, dude.
And, Nickelodeon just dropped him this year. As a producer, this year, last year, 2018, they just dropped him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
After years, like decades.
They were like, before some shit, some wise thing happened to us, we got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And then the main head lady of Nickelodeon resigned a couple months later.
Yeah, because she knew what was going on, dude.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, you don't get to that place unless you play ball. Mm-hmm. Unless you show a willingness to completely throw out your morals and do whatever the lizard people tell you to do.
It's like the dogs trying to have dominance. I had a pair of rabbits. They were brothers. And my rabbit would always hump his brother. And I'm like, what is he doing? And somebody told me, I was like, I think I had gay rabbits. I was like, maybe it is, you know.
Aren't all rabbits gay?
They kind of are kind of gay, yeah. But yeah. They just got, like, mine was a little rapey, you know. So it was dominance. So they want to dominate. It's about power and dominance.
Yeah, for sure, dude. For sure.
So.
Speaking of pedophiles, Michael Jackson. If you look back at Michael Jackson and why anybody would think that that guy wasn't a full-on scumbag, and anybody who's like, oh, dude, it might be blah, 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 blah. Dude, 100%. Look back at all the shit that... I mean, LaToya Jackson basically said, dude, he's my brother. I love him. I've seen the checks he writes.
Yeah.
And the thing that people use to defend him is like, well, his dad was mean to him. They were assholes to him. He's been famous for... like.
It's so ridiculous, dude.
The thing is, I'm finding out more and more, and I'm not using it as an excuse at all. It's not an excuse, you know. But I'm noticing a lot more that people that were abused young end up abusing, because the psychology of it.
Not everyone, like, but a large amount of abusers were abused.
Yeah, not everybody. For sure. But a lot of them.
For sure, so, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not using it as an excuse either. It's no excuse, you know, it's still not right.
I mean, like, dude, so there's this kid that I don't know why the parents thought it'd be okay for their son to go as a date with Michael Jackson to a wedding. I mean, these parents, like, they lose sight of what their job is to protect their kids.
It's weird. It's like, and he's like got a boy, like a little pet with him, like a girl with a poodle in a purse, or, you know, a little dog in a purse. Got a little bull on his lap everywhere he is. Isn't that kind of strange?
You know?
Like a little puppet.
And then, dude, you listen to him. It's like, listen to him talk. It's like, oh my God, we just like, I just give them milk and we just lay down together. We sleep in the same bed.
What'd you put in the milk?
Right?
You know?
I don't share a bed with anybody that I haven't had sex with. Right?
Well, unless you're a parent. I share my bed with my
kids. Yes, obviously.
They ain't sharing
and
bed
my
with
dog.
Else.
And my dog. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If they're family, that's one thing, dude. You know?
Dog farts in the night. It's great, you know? I have two dogs, so I gotcha.
So we just lay there, and we drink. I give them milk.
And I think the South Park episode is great.
And the guy's like, the reporter's like, yeah, okay. I would have been like, no, dude, that's creepy as shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're not staying alone in the fucking room with Michael Jackson. Sleeping in, yeah, and Macaulay Culkin's like, you don't understand. It's his room has five bathrooms, you know, but yeah, I don't know, man. You're alone in a room, like alone with this guy, a bunch of kids and shit. Sleeping in the bed with him.
He was like the first asexual. Yeah. Say.
He wasn't asexual. He fucked kids, man. Asexual is like you don't have sex with anything. Jimmy Kimmel had the victim on and was like mocking him. That
I
was
didn't
a
see
crazy.
That.
Yeah, it
I
was in your
that.
Video. It was is in it? Your video, dude.
I don't remember, man.
He's like, dude, did he diddle you or what? And it's like, just think about
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that shit, man. I make them and go, dude. Like, I'm so busy with these. I make them on my phone.
It's unbelievable.
So I make them put them on. Yeah. But so, I get a lot of content because that's what I do.
So this guy.
I don't go back.
Right? So Jimmy Kimmel has my. So basically, when you listen to how and you see what Michael Jackson did, you know who it reminds me of right now? Drake. Drake is always doing something creepy with someone under 18. I know in Canada, the legal age is 16. But he's also texting and hugging 11 from Stranger Things.
I've been hearing rumors about him and, you know, adolescent girls.
Yeah, for sure,
dude. I haven't looked into it much, but yeah, I have been hearing rumors, though. So.
And Jay-Z creeping on Beyonce when she was underage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and supposedly Beyonce's one of her bodyguards was caught, like, masturbating to, like, her baby's passport. I know it sounds fucking weird, man, but it's on the podcast.
It's dark arts, dude. Luciferians are gonna Luciferian.
Oh my God. What the fuck, man? Seriously.
Okay.
I have to go through so much of this shit, too, so but it's hard to take, but.
Dude, your videos are great. I mean, like, yeah, dude. I mean, I think I have to get rid of the one Michael Jackson song in my Spotify list. I love it. I can't be a part of that shit, man.
I
can go without him.
I'm not going to lie.
What? I can go without him. He didn't do nothing to me.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you got to let go, dog. You know, I don't know why everybody's in the black community is still behind R. Kelly.
Oh, a lot of people let him go, actually. I heard a lot of people let him go. But yet again, I still hear a lot of bump and grind.
But then you got white people sticking up for fucking Hillary. So I guess we just, you know, bunker in, you know, you just fucking get in.
You hear, you know? He really doesn't give a fuck. They were marching outside his studio in Chicago, and he's on the other side of town, literally partying.
Yeah, he's fucked, man.
He said he doesn't give a fuck. He's like, they can, what's going on is going on. I'm here partying. That's all that matters. That's what he said.
The final blind item I want to talk about is, I want to talk about this one, James Dean, dude.
Yeah, that was fucked up, man.
Do you think he faked his own death?
It's possible. I mean, the blind item's revealed, so supposedly, like I said, he doesn't reveal it unless it's true. But that's what he says. He says that he just was sick of it, faked his own death, took off to Canada and died, like, what, 2 years ago or something like that in a wreck. At, like, 90, 80, or I don't know.
Go to Twitter. Go to Twitter and put in James Dean Returns. You're saying he got a Twitter account?
No, I think that one, I think I posted, I recounted that in the in the comment section that was like a spoof thing.
Okay, was it real?
Yeah, that was a spoof
thing. Was the book real?
I think the book was real. I don't remember. I think the book was real. Maybe the book was real. I don't remember.
So basically also in this, you say that James Dean was pretty much bisexual?
Yeah, that I found that.
And was a hooker, possibly?
And some old documentaries, because a lot of people were like, oh, James Dean was gay, because supposedly he died with his wife. But I found some old Hollywood documentaries, and that's what I'm saying. If we look back in the past and like listen to what they say, that helps me out a lot, connect a lot of dots. And he's like, he was bisexual, and he was quoted as saying, you know, I've had my cock sucked by six big producers in Hollywood, and about being bisexual. I'm not going to go through life with one hand tied behind my back, you know.
Some dudes.
So yeah.
So he was the Andy Dick of his time. Is that what you're saying? Just some dudes I want their dick sucked.
I think he was like everyone's dick at the time, you know.
Yeah.
I think everyone wanted a piece of him.
Everybody wants some, you know.
Well, uh huh. New meat, fresh meat, man.
Dude, Jamie, thank you so much for coming on. I had a great time. We got to have you back soon. One more time, tell them what your YouTube channel is.
It's just youtube.com/JamieDeluxe, D-L-U-X. Yeah, anytime you want me back, just let me know.
So real quick, are they sending police officers to your job?
No, somebody... I work for a big car dealership. I'm a photographer. I make videos, and I do graphic design. For like advertisements. I've been there like 5 years. I actually like my job. I get to drive cars and take pictures of them.
Nothing wrong with that. You know? Paying the bills.
Yeah. And I work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. I have a family. So my free time, I make YouTube videos. Somebody went through chat, like, you know, in the office, we do the internet sales guys, and started asking about me, you know, and saying his name is Sheriff. That's what he went by, Sheriff. He's like, he was doing a story on me. And wanted to advise management that he was going to use my workplace's name as my employment, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, that sucks. Well, dude, you're probably scaring people. You're doing a great job. I appreciate you very much, dude. I appreciate you coming on the show. And we'll do it again soon, my friend.
All right, yeah, anytime. Let me know. I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much for coming on, Jamie Deluxe. And we'll see you guys soon, man. Get those t-shirts. Peace. We'll talk to you. Take care, everybody.